Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty Tuesday on all counts of killing George Floyd. Sentencing will be in 8 weeks. Judge Peter Cahill revoked Chauvin's bail after the verdict, and now he'll have to await sentencing in jail. China's President Xi Jinping will attend President Biden's virtual climate summit this week. China and the United States are seeking rare common ground despite wider political tensions. Biden had invited 40 world leaders, including Xi and Russia's Vladimir Putin, to the meeting that starts Earth Day Thursday. The popular messaging app Discord has reportedly stopped discussions to sell to potential buyers as it continues to consider an initial public offering, or IPO. Sources close to the matter say the talks with tech giant Microsoft had ended without a deal being reached. In March, it was reported that Microsoft was in talks to purchase Discord. The messaging app has more than 100 million monthly users. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
His name, but it's almost a guarantee you know his talented work. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Iconic songwriter and composer Jim Steinman has died. Steinman is best known for his work on Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell record, writing most of the music on the 1977 album that has sold more than 14 million copies. He also wrote the hit songs Total Eclipse of the Heart for Bonnie Tyler, Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All, and the power ballad It's All Coming Back to Me Now. The best-known version recorded by Celine Dion. Steinman was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. He was 73.
As the pandemic is winding down, Netflix is taking a hit, losing about 11% of its value overnight. The company said a lack of new shows may have contributed to the shortfall, adding that it expected to recover as sequel shows are released. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Struggles to put together an infrastructure package to help America's ailing inner workings. GOP leaders are putting together a plan of their own. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo said Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he thinks a more targeted infrastructure proposal would have a better chance at bipartisan support.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure: roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion dollar bill.
President Biden's proposal carries a price tag of roughly $3 trillion. The Republican plan would cost roughly a third of that. Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, thanked her Democrat colleagues Tuesday after they successfully tabled a motion by Republican lawmakers to censure her over inflammatory remarks she made about the Derek Chauvin trial over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, when you think about all the travels that our country has taken, you know, the road behind us, the ups and downs, victories, losses, we've experienced some rather tough times. But my hope is that, like in any situation, when you come across these tough times, it's a time to remember when we were successful and when we were rejoicing. You know, oftentimes a CEO of a company, particularly a CEO of a company, a leader of a company, will come in when things are not operating at full steam. And there just seem to be missing it in that. And what they will wisely do is say, okay, let's look back on the history of our organization and discover, when did we make a wrong right turn or left turn? And I believe this is where we're at with this country right now, is that we need to analyze where we started missing the point to where we've got heightened aggression, social injustice. Everything is systemic. We got systemic issues now with the hyperbole and the language that's flying around. It's really become an unreal America to the point that you almost want to agree with the people that want to destroy it, to say, hey, look at, you know, the cancer in this political body is metastasized to such a degree, it's not worth existing any longer. I got to bring on Rick Manning right now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, this is the danger of this kind of rhetoric that's being tossed about by the Democrats, particularly Nancy Pelosi and Mad Maxine and that. Even our president, a president who says he wants to unify us. There's nothing there that's, you know, giving us any kind of sense of leadership and hope from somebody to say, hey, look at, you know, yeah, we're in a tough spot right now, but we've been here before and we can get out of this. And here's the vision of how we're going to do that, right?
Well, that's exactly what they're not doing. And I want to focus on one word. Okay. And it just occurred to me while you're talking that this word is kind of going to become the linchpin of everything. And that's the word systemic.
Yes.
Systemic, because systemic, what that means is that the system itself is, when you talk about systemic racism, the system itself is racist. And hence, unless you destroy the system, racism persists. So anytime you hear somebody talk and use the word systemic in a negative way towards our country, it's a soft way of saying we have to completely destroy the system. It is a complete rejection of the founding fathers. It is a complete rejection of everything America stood for. And saying that all is false and has no moral standing and needs to be destroyed. In fact, it is in complete agreement with what what the Chinese ambassador said to our Secretary of State about 10 days ago in Anchorage, and why our Secretary of State couldn't stand up for America, because he agreed. So the word systemic, and when the President of the United States used the word systemic yesterday in relationship to the Derek Chauvin case, what he said was that our very system of justice puts its knee on the neck of minorities and chokes them out in a way that makes it so, as part of what it does. It's part of the DNA of our country. That's what systemic means. And so, yes, we have a real battle in this country, but we can't allow them to get away with using the word systemic and have that become normalized, and they're going to do that.
Exactly.
We have to fight back on that word specifically, because that word is an indictment of everything of America, from the Pilgrim's Landing to today, and we cannot allow that to occur, because we lose America if we allow a general agreement amongst our population that our country is systemically bad.
Mm. Well, we need more blacks talking about how this alleged systemic racism has misserved them, because they're very successful. They have become educated. They are positive contributors to our country. They're stellar citizens. I mean, go down the list, Rick. I mean, you know, LeBron James wouldn't be LeBron James if it wasn't for the America of today. Thank you very much.
LeBron James wouldn't be LeBron James if he wasn't 6'9" and athletically gifted, because he now wants to be an intellectual leader. He's an intellectual leader that barely went to high school. Okay, he says he's very well spoken, but he's learned that, but he doesn't have any kind of underlying philosophical construct that he's operating under. And if he does, you know, he's just wrong. He's ignoring his own experience. But, you know, I would refer people to Burgess Owens, who's a new representative from Utah, African-American, former NFL football player, made a speech on the floor, I think, yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yes,
and within the last
exactly.
couple of days. I would refer people to that speech, because it rips apart the idea of systemic racism. And he talks about from his experience. And it is a very powerful speech, because it's very personal. And so I would commend people to watch that speech. You know, Ken Blackwell has written a lot on this, and if you read most anything that Ken writes, it's great. But look at what he talks and when he talks about racism in America.
Exactly.
And he's a great spokesperson. Star Parker is a great spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I wrote a book with Star, so I'm a little biased there. But but there are some real powerful voices that are out there. And the thing that we have to do is amplify those voices in such a way that they're heard and not marginalized.
And we need to come together. You know, when we see injustice that happens, you know, like with that one, I think he was an Army officer, where the police obviously went over the top. I mean, they sprang him with mace. He's in his uniform. And they all but attack him and, you know, just disrespected him. How dare they? How dare they do that to a citizen of our country? And regardless of the fact that, you know, he's a black American or whatever, but the rest of us need to stand up against that stuff. Even with Derek Chauvin in the middle of that situation and everything, even though you could hear the crowd in the background going, hey, this guy's not moving. You know, what are you doing? I mean, trying to, but it's just like, and you wonder, you say, okay, if I was there, would I have gone so far as to even, you know, push Chauvin off or, you know, try to do whatever to save a fellow citizen, regardless of how he messed up or whatever? That is no way to be treated. And clearly this was out of control and something that Derek Chauvin, you know, as a police officer, misassessed. And, you know, this was like a perfect storm the way I see it, that, you know, he called for emergency personnel to come. It took him longer than expected. The crowd was getting rowdy. You know, to be in his shoes is a tough, tough situation here. But the fact of the matter is that we have a citizen, like it or not, in George Floyd, who's dead. And we can't, you know, we all have to be outraged for that and say, okay, if this happens, this should happen again, how do we support justice? And how are we on the side of the solution and not the problem, Rick Manning?
Absolutely right. Yeah, you know, we can't hold up an anomaly and say that that's the norm, and that's what they're doing with George Floyd.
Sadly, and the tough thing about it is this is getting deposited into the political bloodstream, the cultural bloodstream, and I believe its reverberations will be felt years down the road, including more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Tide Ministry is excited to be sharing the gospel with listeners in Pakistan. We began working in Pakistan just over a year ago, and God has used us to support local ministry partners through the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, many of our listeners are still struggling because of the virus. Some find it difficult to find food and medicine to sustain their families. Through indigenous missionaries and pastors, the Tide Ministry gives hope to those who are suffering. Working with local pastors in Pakistan, we record gospel messages in 2 Pakistani languages, which we're broadcasting across the country. We are thankful that the airwaves have allowed us to share the love and hope of Jesus Christ across borders and through lockdowns. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging believers and sharing the love of Christ with the lost in Pakistan and other regions across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Well, how you doing, America? Well, I hope it's a great day. I hope it's the best day ever for you. And the fact of the matter is, Rick Manning, we still have best days available and ahead of us, and they are available in this country when we're true to the Constitution and we're true to those things that are right and good and noble. And right now, sadly, we have a force, which is you know, the people need to wake up and see that the tail is shaking the dog here. It is a small minority of people that are rebel-rousing and causing all this agitation, talking about things like systemic and other things that want us to destroy. Nothing like what, if we're talking about race relations, nothing like Martin Luther King Jr. espoused, because what he espoused was reform. It was like, look, we've got a pretty good program here. If we can reform this, we can go a long way. But the Al Sharptons of the world, the Benjamin Crumps, it astounds me, frankly. Again, you talk about things that are systemic. That is that there's this process that allows people like Sharpton, where you say, what's your track record? What value? You know, what are you doing? Have you been getting any base hits? You got doubles? Did you get a home run? You keep striking out, and you're a mess. You don't even bring the team together. You got everybody at each other's throats in the locker room. We need you out of here. Benjamin Crump, you're an attorney, and you lie in a case, and you're still an attorney? I mean, if anything is systemic, you could question that being systemic, Rick Manning, because it's like, how does this guy live another day after lying to the courts as an official of the court? He misrepresents and brings up the wrong witness in order to support his narrative with the George Martin and Trayvon Martin case. And he still continues, and he's making bazillions of dollars off of all this, this race industry that we're in the middle of now.
Well, in a world where there's no absolute truth, you can say whatever you want to say as long as you trick people into believing it. But can I deal with this on a historical level? Back during the turn of the 20th century, 1900, mm-hmm. you had Booker T. Washington, Eugene B. Debs. Okay, Eugene B. Debs was a radical revolutionary Marxist. Booker T. Washington was an inventor. He was a guy who worked within the system and elevated himself in the system. He founded Tuskegee Institute. Blacks are equal, and we're going to prove it by succeeding.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Eugene B. Debs was, we've got to tear down the whole system because it's because of systemic racism. Okay, essentially, that's a little bit of a stretch. And then you move forward to Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Martin Luther King marched peacefully and used the Gandhi method and created change. Malcolm X was a believer in shooting people and violent revolution. Okay, and now you move forward. And the Malcolm X, Eugene V. Debs side has won in that internal debate, loud debate in the black community. That doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of people, I think a majority of people in the black community, who believe that they are equal to everybody else and they can succeed, and that the system, while has some flaws, is a system that allows them to do so unlike any other in the world.
Exactly.
That is a true. That is. There are a lot of people in the black community. So I'm not painting with a broad brush here. I just want people to understand that this is not a new argument. This argument has existed for over 100 years, and has been the pervasive argument that has influenced the thinking amongst the black leaders. And it's two diverse points of view.
Mm-hmm.
One is we're equal. We're going to work hard, and we're going to succeed in the system. Bob Johnson running BET, an example of that, a living example.
Right.
And then on the other side, you have people who say we have to rip down the whole system because it will never allow us to succeed. Now, you look with your own eyes, and you see a million examples of people who succeed within the system. And I'm not talking about necessarily people who are saying they're making, millions of dollars. I'm talking about your neighbor who lives down the street, who lives in the same house as you do, who works in the same kind of job as you do, who has made it who's in the middle class and is essentially plugging along in the middle class just like you with almost all the same problems you have.
Right.
That's what the definition of American success is. It isn't LeBron James. It's the fact that it's the middle class. It was was the, and under Trump, it was the growing of the bottom 20% incomes dramatically more than the top 20% incomes. Mm-hmm. It was the increase in unemployment rates. So blacks' unemployment was at an all-time low. That was dealing with the problem and allowing the free enterprise system to do it. And instead, what do we have? The reason people who push systemic racism are want to tell blacks you can't do it is because they believe that if there are government programs and spending that effectively enslaves people, yes, because they become dependent upon that spending, mm-hmm, that is a better pathway than having a job, working hard, and making and fulfilling your own hopes and dreams.
Because that works, right?
It creates dependency. It works for the government.
For the people that want to divide. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And see, and this is what Kanye West and others were out there during the last campaign preaching to people, saying, wake up. Because the thing was that they were finding was even the people in a short period of time under Donald Trump, they had no job, they had a job. And we're realizing that one of the keys to happiness is a job, a J-O-B. And these people were starting to get happy, and this was freaking out those on the left that controlled that element of black America that told them that it was systemic. The reason that you don't live in the big house and the reason you has nothing to do with the lack of hard work or anything like that. It's just because you're black. But Booker T. Washington and others after him proven, including Martin Luther King, is that if you pick yourself up by your bootstraps, go on, you know, the cream rises to the top, but you got to be prepared to rise to begin with. You can't sit there on your couch watching Beyonce videos and expect to make big money just because you're on the couch watching Beyonce videos.
Unless you're Instagramming, I mean, you're an Instagram influencer, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. And I think the most telling piece of this is when you look at the legacy of a Booker T. Washington, and he's not taught in school anymore, so I don't know how much people know this guy, but go look up Booker T. Washington.
Yes, no.
This guy was a brilliant guy.
Exactly.
And what he left behind, he had a legacy where he left things behind that were beneficial over time. He had a legacy that actually was a positive legacy. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King, positive legacy that he left behind. What you don't see out of the Malcolm X's and out of the Eugene V. Debs is any kind of positive legacy apart from a constant anger and destruction. Mm-hmm. And so you have the builders, and that's the Booker T. Washington, Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes.
And you have the destroyers.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that's the battle for the hearts and minds of the black community. And once white people understand that differentiation, they will understand. They have to have a little history. Once mm-hmm. you understand that, it's very easy then to figure out what the right approach is.
Right.
But you have to understand the history and the history of thought in the black community. If you don't understand that, it's hard to understand this whole construct we're dealing with.
Exactly. And the thing is, in the Hispanic culture, Asian culture, that whole idea is totally foreign. I mean, we're hardworking people. Maybe because we come from more of an agrarian society, I don't know, but even within the Asian communities and that sort of thing, I mean, they're all working hard. They know that merit will pay its dividend. And this is the way I was raised, Rick. And I don't know many Hispanics that, rely on the government dole to the degree that black America does. And this is this false narrative that you said. It's modern day slavery. It really is. It's so incredible to me that here they are. They want equality. And I'm saying people with this mindset of any color that believe this way and that bought into this governmental narrative, which is dangerous, debilitating, and it reduces them to their lowest common denominator, sadly, and takes their joy. Rick, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. Remind everybody very quickly how they can be in touch with you.
Sure. Go to getliberty.org, and check out the article on D.C. State.
Individuals and businesses like with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty Tuesday on all counts of killing George Floyd. Sentencing will be in 8 weeks. Judge Peter Cahill revoked Chauvin's bail after the verdict, and now he'll have to await sentencing in jail. China's President Xi Jinping will attend President Biden's virtual climate summit this week. China and the United States are seeking rare common ground despite wider political tensions. Biden had invited 40 world leaders, including Xi and Russia's Vladimir Putin, to the meeting that starts Earth Day Thursday. The popular messaging app Discord has reportedly stopped discussions to sell to potential buyers as it continues to consider an initial public offering, or IPO. Sources close to the matter say the talks with tech giant Microsoft had ended without a deal being reached. In March, it was reported that Microsoft was in talks to purchase Discord. The messaging app has more than 100 million monthly users. This is USA Radio News.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
We were just bragging on you. Rick Manning, from Get Liberty, was bragging on you. He says, oh, gosh, he just so appreciates you. And so if your head was swelling up and you couldn't figure out what it was only because there were a lot of good thoughts going going towards your way, because we just so appreciate your sense of balance and your insight on all this thing that happens political. Because I told Rick, I go, yeah, sometimes, you know, Jenny Beth anchors me, because sometimes I'll take her down a dark road and she'll, oh, no, we're not going there. She brings me back. He goes, yeah, she's really balanced and responsible that way, you know. And I said, yes, this is why we love her, and we appreciate that she comes on the show regularly. So anyway, all that to say that we want you to be blessed. Thank you. And by contrast, we have language out there and negative rhetoric that builds into this narrative of systemic whatever, systemic racism, systemic prejudice, and a government that has malserved its people. And the focus right now happens to be on voting. And this idea, I mean, that the Democratic-led committee would talk about, we're going to have a hearing and we're going to title it Jim Crow 2021. I mean, just right out the bat, do they not see what they're doing by, you know, setting the stage that really is telling the Republicans, basically, if you don't go along and you don't agree with Jim Crow 2021, boy, you are going to get burned at the stake here.
They are doing that. They are using rhetoric, hyperbole, and exaggeration, anything that they possibly can to jet their side up and to get support for what they want without even looking at the content of what they're asking for. Yesterday, we watched a hearing in the United States Senate, and a lot of the hearing was complaining about the law that was recently passed in Georgia. Yeah, that law, it spans the number of days that people may vote early in Georgia. It makes sure that every single county in our state has ballot drop boxes. It does things to make it easier to vote. And even as they do this, and they know the fact about what's in it, they don't care whether the Americans know about it. They just want to gin people up because anger moves people to action.
You know, what comes to mind, Jenny Beth, if you remember when Ross Perot came on the scene, you're too young. Maybe you barely remember that.
No, I remember Ross Perot.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, the thing was is that, remember, he really introduced kind of the infomercial platform, you know, to the political process early on. And I think we need something like this where we, as an independent entity, whether it's the Tea Party Patriots or whatever, some, you know, independent group that is promoting, you know, truth in the media, that when these things come up, that there is a presentation. You can buy time. You know, we just buy the time, you know, from these people. This is the thing that's so incredible, is that they will, you know, fill in with all their prejudice and their narrative and stuff like that. But if you hold up a couple dollars in front of them, you know, they'll sell you the time, and it'll give you room to, you know, present the case, to be able to say, here is the truth about what happened in Georgia. And this whole idea, this is far from being Jim Crow. This is why it makes it what they have proposed to do here with their voting laws is quite liberal. And it's actually making the opportunity for more people to have access to voting than less than what's being purported. And you run this, you know, several times so that you help put into the body politic this truth narrative about what's going on and why Jim Crow 2021 is what it is. And it's the Democrats, you know, race baiting once again.
It is. And one of the things that disturbs me so much right now about what I'm watching happen with the Democrats, what I'm watching happen in our country, I grew up in Atlanta, and I like knowing of Martin Luther King Jr. and that dream that all little children would come together and hold hands, and you wouldn't be looking at people based on the color of their skin. You'd be paying attention to the content of their character.
Exactly.
And I've tried to live my life in a way that if I met Martin Luther King Jr., he would realize that he made a difference for kids who grew up in his hometown.
Yeah, kids like you. Right.
Yet what we're seeing today, I really worry, because I think that we're dealing with a situation where people are encouraging everyone to judge people by the way that they look on the outside, and to segregate and to move into separate groups based on the way that you look outside. It's the exact opposite, I think, of what Martin Luther King Jr. wanted. And so they say these things like Jim Crow 2.0 and all of this other stuff, and they're ratcheting up the anger. I worry that they're not paying attention to the consequences of what they're doing, and that the people who they're making angry, they are not looking out for the best interest of those people, matter what color the person's skin is on the outside. Just making people angry for the sake of anger and to advance a political agenda, I don't think is a good thing for our country.
Well, it's not, and people need to exercise some critical thinking here. I mean, consider what happens when you follow through what the race baiters, what the Al Sharptons, Nancy Pelosi, and those would want you to do, because it's all about power. That's what they want, like Charles Barkley so brilliantly put it. It was right to the point. Hey, they just want power. And the way for them to get power is for them to divide us. Because when they divide us, we're conquerable. And this is what's going on in our country today. And this isn't new. I mean, this is what's happened time and again, you know, with Black America and this conflict that's going on in our country, is you have somebody who comes in with a megaphone and talks about injustice, systemic this, systemic that, and their ultimate goal is to just burn it up. Then, in contrast, you have someone, and Rick Manning and I were just talking about this, you have somebody like Martin Luther King Jr. or Booker T. Washington, who talks about building up, who talks about reform, who talks about taking advantage of the guidelines and the foundation of our Constitution and this great country. And look what's happened empirically, Jenny Beth. You see many Black Americans and minorities, people of color like myself, who have picked themselves up by the bootstraps and meritoriously have risen the ranks because they did it by the sweat of their brow. They did it by their commitment. They did it within the system, not to destroy it, but to be victorious within the system. And so the proven fact is you can be successful within the system. So that counters the narrative of systemic racism and prejudice. And because that is happening, there's clear evidence of that. And the other thing is that you have the people, Black Lives Matter and others, that all they care about, and they tell you clearly, even in their manifesto, we want to burn it all down. Okay, so you burn it all down. So what happens? What's next?
Well, and I think that that's the danger, and it makes me wonder, what is the goal of some of the people who are just making people angry? Why are they doing this, and what is their end goal? And you're right. Some of the people who are saying that the system has systemic problems and makes it impossible for people to succeed are people who actually have succeeded within the system themselves. And some of them have succeeded at a very young age, like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. So the system, she was able to work within that system, and she's able to affect change within the system. We can have political differences. I think we just have to agree that we have a solid system and that we don't need to change the foundations of the system. Those foundations allow for the disagreement and allow for improvements to law.
This is why our First Amendment is absolutely so vital and precious, Jenny Beth, so that we can talk about these differences. And when we do, everybody benefits from it because it's all one big grand recipe of all these different ideas, isn't it?
It is. That is exactly right. It is.
We got to leave it there.
Ideas.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well, is our country getting COVID weary? Are we getting mask weary? I mean, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. I mean, that has been the argument almost from day one. I was teasing the other day. I said part of the problem with masks is that they've sold so many masks. You know, I think it's quite interesting. Just as an observation, you know, particularly women, because women are really good at this. You know, when the mask came out, they said, well, okay, if I have a mask, I got to make sure it matches my shoes, it matches my dress. I mean, we've got hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, invested in masks that some people, you know, in a kind of silly sort of way, are going to be reluctant to let go of because I just got this mask. It matches my shoes. Now I got to give it away. I mean, is this what it's coming down to? Well, Alan Stevo is back with us. He's the author of the best-selling book, Face Mask in One Lesson. Hey, Alan, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It is a joy to be with you. Thank you.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate it. Well, medical professionals, as you say, have said face masks stop the spread and are essential. But as you and I talked the last time, I mean, the difference between the size of the virus, like at 0.03, right? Microns, is that correct? And that the mask can only stop, you know, elements that are at 0.30. I think in a general sense, that's not exact, but that's a rough number. So you're talking, you know what, 10 times difference, 100 times difference here, and we're wearing these silly masks thinking that they're going to stop the virus that that can go through this mask like it's going through gauze.
You're spot on there, and, you know, those are called mechanistic studies, what you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
They're theoretical, and there's so many studies out there after this last year. That go further. There's numerous studies, and there's many studies before that go further and say, if you take this group and put them in masks, and this group and put them not in masks, at the end of 6 months, at the end of 1 year, at the end of 3 months, there's no difference in the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you test, when you do randomized laboratory confirmed results, there's no difference. That means from a CDC paper. I start my book, Face Mask in One Lesson, with a CDC paper from May 2020, the best paper written in 2020 on this topic. It says face masks don't work. It says COVID's going to be a big deal. We need to get away from the superstition. We need to do the things that don't work. We need to do the things that work. We need to avoid the things that don't work. They say face masks don't work very clearly. And we know this over and over again. And we're not even asking the question, how does it harm the person wearing them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was my point early on because, I mean, when I grew up in school, we were taught that we breathe out carbon dioxide and that if you really want to get high and fall over, just stick your head in a bag and start breathing in and out your own air, and you get kind of lightheaded, right? I think about every kid, certainly in my generation, tried that once or twice, just for fun, you know, just like people sniffing glue or doing whatever. But we know that as a result of what we learned in science, and so now we're reversing that, going, oh well, our carbon dioxide, which is supposed to go out there and feed the plants, that's not necessary anymore. We're going to keep it to ourselves and go around being lightheaded. And what drives me nuts, I got to tell you, Alan, I see people even to this day, they're in a car by themselves, they're wearing a mask. I want to get away from you. Because if you start getting lightheaded and you pass out, I don't want to be anywhere near your car, but you're doing what, you know, Dr. Fauci has told you to do. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard because one time he said, don't wear a mask, and now wear a mask, and why don't you wear two masks? I mean, this is absurd, isn't it?
Bill, the problem with people like you is that you have memory, you have experience in science, even if it is just grade school, and even if it is just putting a paper bag to your mouth, you're going to help.
Well, Alan, see, I was raised by nuns, and when you're raised by nuns, you take notes, you pay attention. Okay, so I'm grateful for my grade school education. They were brilliant, took good care of us. But I'm sure I'd have some nuns right now that would take a ruler out and smack Dr. Fauci a little bit and say, how dare you, you know, upend all these good things that we know about science and that I've been teaching in school all these years.
The nuns should smack him. You're absolutely right, because he's preaching this obedience. He's preaching this almost a new religion that he's been made the high priest of, where we must obey. We must obey whatever comes out of his mouth each morning, regardless of what the scientific method might suggest about how we're supposed to not obey but disagree and constantly try to poke holes in hypotheses, and regardless of what the American way is, where it is, you know, individual person and individual doctor working together on the behalf of that patient. It's not this collective decision we're supposed to follow. That's this Chinese model of this top-down, you must obey. It's nonsense what we've done. And Fauci, he deserves that smacking from your nuns. I appreciate those nuns you just spoke of.
Exactly. Well, Alan, the thing is that we have doctors all over the country. Just, you know, they basically have given up. They said, okay, they don't want to hear, you know, our medical opinion, our medical advice. We're just going to go on with our lives and keep it quiet, because if we're on Facebook, we get canceled because it's in violation of what Mark Zuckerberg and the powers to be says is in conflict with the WHO. I mean, little did we know that a communist-controlled entity is the final voice in our social media channels, that if we say anything, I mean, like this conversation that you and I are having right now, this would be foreboding. You can't have this conversation because we're not in total agreement with the statement of the WHO and the CDC, no matter how stupid it may be.
Bill, first of all, I want to thank you for doing the work you do that allows these conversations to happen. This is, you know, no time in history have the loony people been the ones who brought society back to normal. There have always been sheep throughout history, and the sheep do their thing. But it's people like you, Bill, that moral backbone, that backstop, the reason of reason that brings society back. So, you know, the doctors have given up. Fine. There's this kind of social media oligarchy that is going to manipulate us. Fine. And some of them, Zuckerberg even put all this money, this hundreds of millions of dollars, into manipulating the last election. Fine.
Right.
You know what? When we look at face masks, we don't have to be sad about it. We don't have to feel controlled, because really, the face mask, the lockdown, one person at a time, they can stop. And this is what I write about so often, what I speak about, what Face Mask in One Lesson is about. It's how you as an individual, this is a message of hope. You as an individual can simply stop wearing that face mask. You can do it legally. You can do it ethically. You can do it without hurting anyone. And
right,
it's your
exactly.
right to do it. And no one should feel pressured to do otherwise. So this is, I have a website, realstevo.com. You can sign up there. I'll send you free videos. I'll send you free information. You want to buy my book? Buy my book. It'll help you out. But really,
right.
all you have to do is to say, I'm not going to put up with this nonsense anymore. And you can do right. it right now.
Well, this is about freedom, Alan. This is what I appreciate, your passion. Because we got to keep the captives free. They've got to be liberated. You know, they've just kind of walked into, unbeknownst to themselves, they got locked into this in this corral of oppression brought to you by our U.S. government and the powers to be. I mean, for what reason? For what purpose? Only to control us. And the thing is that we need to be careful of is that this could be coming attraction of things to come. Because if they can control us with these stupid masks, and if we can't find a way to make some big humongous bonfire of masks, yes, ladies, even those of you that have a collection of $1,000 worth of masks, put it on the bonfire. Liberate yourself. Be free. This is what we were born and how we were born to live, to be free. It's what our Constitution stands for. And these knuckleheads that want to, you know, purport some sort of lie. I mean, I think more than anything, more than the mask, I think certainly, you know, the hygiene issue and social distancing are important that we need to be, you know, considerate of. But these mask things, forget it. Let's put them on the bonfire of life, burn them up. Let's move on.
I love what you said. You're speaking my language here. If you can be convinced to wear a mask, even just once, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you can be convinced to do many other things and that are much worse. So the mask can be looked at as an opportunity right now to kind of build those muscles. If mm-hmm. if you're not used to saying no to authority, if you're not used to telling authority, well, why do you claim that authority over me? Why do you say I need to do that? I don't believe you, and my default is to not listen to you if I don't believe you. If you're not comfortable doing that, this mask is this very potent opportunity to kind of flex those muscles a little. And this can be right. as easy as simply making a 3-minute phone call before you can go to the grocery store. Literally 95% of the time, 19 out of 20 times, and there's thousands of readers who have used my pointers and written me back and told me how easy it was, how surprised they were. Literally, 19 out of 20 times, a quick 3-minute phone call is going to get you through the front door of a grocery store and mask. You never need to wear the mask again. Mm-hmm. This is important. It's not just about a mask. It's about being able to say no to authority, to illegitimate
exactly.
authority. This is the key. It's an opportunity, this mask. We can be more free a year from now than we were 2 years ago. We can
exactly.
take this back if we
right.
use this opportunity well.
Okay, the 3-minute phone call. We got a minute left. Break it down for our audience, Alan.
Oh, this is so effective. It's I go to the grocery store. Maybe I'm in the parking lot. I pick up the phone. Is there a manager there? You know, I look it up on the phone number on the app. Is there a manager there? Yes. May I speak to them? Yes. Hi, I see you have a face mask policy. I'm unable to wear a face mask safely. I was going to come by in about 3 minutes. What can you do for me? I was about to come by at 2 p.m. What can you do for me? I'm going to come by tomorrow morning. What can you do for me? Whatever mm-hmm. the situation is, then be quiet. Let the manager speak back to you. And literally 19 out of 20 times, the manager makes an accommodation for you, opens up that door wide for you. And
right.
the rest of my book is about all kinds of other techniques to use.
Well, this is why you have to get your hands on his book, Alan Stevo's book. The title of the book, Face Mask in One Lesson. How can they get their hands on it, Alan?
It's it. You might like Amazon, use Amazon. You might like BarnesandNoble.com, use that. RealStevo.com, you can sign up there for a bunch of free videos as well. Get some pointers.
We love the bonus. You're such a giver, Alan Stevo. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great day, buddy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination.